From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Protests in the Middle East. Israeli police fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem Friday. This after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinians took to the streets to protest President Trump's change in policy on Jerusalem. At flashpoints in the West Bank, stone throwers clashed with Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the Gaza Strip, protests were organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for a third Palestinian intifada or uprising. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Thousands rallied Friday in front of the U.S. embassies in Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta, where they shouted death to Trump and death to the U.S. The United Nations Secretary General has expressed his outrage after an attack on UN peacekeepers in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. At least a dozen Tanzanian peacekeepers were killed and injured 40 more. The UN chief said the attack occurred late Thursday in troubled North Kivu province. This is the worst attack on peacekeepers in the organization's recent history, Guterres said. For more stories, go to voanews.com.